Let's pay homage to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. I will pay respect to the Buddha, reciting one of his stanza. Whenever I give a talk, both in English and my native language, Buddha Bodhaya Dipiti Dantoyo Dhammatayasa Dhammatāya santo dhammante no vātranāyāsā Nibuddho nibbānatthāya tan lokātranānami Lokātrano lokātumbhāyī kūzāyā dasūpṣito mūdho Yo nāgo buddhā nāgā miro yādhyā sīndi ātu tācchīnyā svāpyādhi Buddhā tīsāni kūrō rāitu tīnti nyendo mūvīcīyē O rāyā sācchā taitā du bhūvūlu rūkutu tīnlīn tījā bāzī tīnchū mālagā Tato kuroga miyin chiro muvi pye yue Dhammataya sa chitaita du vokodu rokotu meyin yin chita zi chin nalaga Tato kuroga miyin kilita uku kate yin yedo muvi pye yue Dhammataya sa chitaita du vokodu rokotu meyin kilita tu nyin jata zi chin nalaga Tino vataneya na vangara chango Kuta chokchao kuro dayao pi tive dhaliye Dranaya sa kuro tatu chotai kuro ne kuta van male kando Kuta chokchao yao java zi jin chunga laga Nibuddho kilita brilita vinsan yote Kurodai nyindo muvichewe Nibbanathaya sakuro tatuwe niluro pukate nyinja bazi chincho ngalaka Dhamman nizili na dhammasako Ibedi-guru-nashita-mita-apshe-ho-cha-ro-mu-khe-bha-be-i Loka-drena-loka-tum-bha-i-ko-za-ya-ta-su-pshita-mu-do Dhan-naga-buddha-naga-miro-yadhi-ya-sindhi-ya-ta-ta-tum-ya-swa-pya-go Nami namami kuno nalung tung tung tiong tiyo Nangu sho yi gato miyano le sung mo yi Shikho nyo pa yi Nyaswa pya, nyaswa pya Today, I'm going to give a talk. The title of the talk is Why Do We Need to Practice Sila Samadhi Panya?
I don't know, 今天晚上 的遗墨字，为什么我们要修行学习这个戒定慧？
Do you know why do we need to practice these three trainings? The training of morality, the training of concentration, and the training of insight.
为什么我为什么我们需要训练或者修行戒律定呢跟insight meditation 就是慧。
Do you know? So today we will discuss about it.
今天晚上呢我们将讨论这个课题。
Only when you know why do we need to practice sila, samadhi, and panya step by step, you will know the way leading to nirvana.
只有通过这个戒定慧，我们了解它的步骤的次第呢，最终呢才能得到涅槃。
First of all of you are practicing the training of morality. What is the purpose of practicing the training of morality?
开始呢说，我们要持戒。为什么呢？我们要持戒呢？
Is there anybody who can give me an answer? What is the purpose of practicing the training of morality?
有谁可以回答我，为什么我们要学这个戒律？
To soften your mind.
各位师兄说，使我们的心呢比较轻比较软。
Any more answer? To good discipline, to discipline oneself.
使我们有这个规律 discipline.
Any more answer?All are good answers, but I want to hear another answer. Any more? To cut. Okay. Now we got the answer.Yes, if we say to soften our mind, if we say to discipline ourselves, if we say to make less dukkha. So, somehow they are true too, but we all need to know the direct answer. So now,One of the meditators has given to cut bodily and verbal actions. So this is true. This is the purpose of practicing the training of morality.
才能讲呢，大概是说，我们刚才回答的答案就是说，使我们的心呢柔软。那么在生活上减少问题，还有就是说 使我们阿弥陀的心跟我们的佛法，就是我们的真理。
Suppose if someone practiced 5 precepts, someone observed 5 precepts, what do they do?
如果有一个人他有持这个五戒呢，他一般上他是怎样做？
If they observe 5 precepts.They refrain from killing. What is the action? What is the killing action? Bodily, verbally, or mentally?
就是说，如果我们持五戒呢，那个人呢，就是说没有杀生。那如果没有杀生呢，是关系到是。身业、口业或者那个心业
，is killing bodily actions or verbal actions or mental actions？
杀生呢是关系到我们的身业、口业或者是我们的意业。
Yes, yes.Bodily wrong action. So if you refrain from killing, you refrain from bodily wrong action. How about stealing? Is stealing, what is that action? Also, bodily wrong actions.
刚才讲是如果是杀生呢就犯了我们的身业，那如果是偷盗呢，也是一样呢，也是犯了我们的那个身业。
How many actions are we doing in our daily life？
在我们的生活中，有多少个这个所谓的那个所做的 action 有一个？
How many actions are we doing in our daily life? How many actions?
All the actions.
Yes? All the actions. What are all the actions?Some day give me an answer. Monday, many actions. Do you agree with it?
有些人说呢是跟Monday 讲啊，三方讲说很多的那个那种行为啊 action.
Yes, it is true to give an answer. Many actions, but.To say the truth, even though you think you are doing many actions, you're only doing 3 actions only.
刚才讲呢，虽然说是对的很多 action， 你所做的那种行动或者行为，但是真正的分析起来呢，只是3个 action， 3个行为，就是身口意。
They are bodily actions, verbal actions, and mental actions. All the actions include in these 3 actions.
刚才所做的种种的行为，就是包括在这个三的身口意这三种这个 action.
Now you know, refraining from killing, refraining from stealing, they are.Bodily, they are bodily wrong actions.
现在我们知道，有杀生呢，跟偷盗呢，也就犯了那个身意。
How about refraining from
sexual misconduct. Yes, bodily wrong action.
也就是生业.
How about refraining from telling lies?
如果讲妄语呢?
Yes, it is refraining from verbal wrong action.
也就是口业.
How about refraining from taking intoxicants?
那么如果不饮酒呢?
Bodily. Are you sure? Why do you say bodily wrong action? Mentally. Are you sure? Is there any more answer?
喝酒呢是犯了生业还是其他的业?
Okay. Three actions. Because you hold cup with your hand. That's why you say bodily action. Because you drink with your mouth. That's why you say verbal action. Because you want to drink, that's why mental action.
再多说呢，是不是懂三呢？都办到了，就是说我们的手劲啊，就是身业；那么口喝下去就是口业；那么你想要喝呢，就是这个意业。
Have you ever thought about these actions? What it is? What is that action?
你有真正的去思维吗？ 真正是犯了什么业？
Whenever I ask this, almost all cannot give the right answer.
不能给真正的那个正确的答案。
When we are going to kill, so we are going to kill someone.
当我们要杀生或者要杀某个人的时候,
we commit killing to someone.
那么我们就犯了这个杀生业.
When we are going to steal, we are going to take someone's properties.
当我们要偷他的时候呢，我们将去偷别人的东西.
When we are going to do sexual misconduct towards someone,
当我们要犯这个邪淫的时候呢，我们要犯这个邪淫跟其他人或者对方.
In the same way, when we are going to tell lies, we tell lies to someone.
同样的，如果我们要讲妄语、讲骗话呢，也是要对其他人、另外一个人讲骗话.
To do bodily and verbal wrong actions, there must be someone or something.
如果要去犯这个生业跟口业。 一定有背后有某些动机的人。
When you are going to take intoxicants, are you going to do it towards someone? Yourself. It is not bodily wrong actions. It is not verbally wrong actions. It is the cause of negligence. It is the basics of negligence.
关系到这个喝酒的业呢，我们要喝酒呢，喝酒呢不是关系到我们的身业，或是关系到我们的口业，它是关系到 negligence， 就是说呢， 没有所谓的正念。
Those who have taken intoxicants, those who are very drunk, they are easy to commit killing. They are easy to steal. They are easy to do sexual misconduct in the same way for telling lies. That's why this action is the cause of negligence.
一个喝酒的很醉的人，他容易犯其他的戒，杀生业，偷盗、邪淫跟妄语。
So now you see, if you observe five precepts, you purify two actions, bodily and verbal actions.
如果我们有持戒呢，我们就能purify， 就是清净我们的身业跟口业。
By practicing the training of morality, we cannot purify our mind. Do you agree with it?
如果只是单单持戒呢，不能真正的使我们的心清净，你们同意吗？
Do you agree with it? Okay, I will point out all of you. You practice morality. You observe five precepts. At that time, mosquito bites you. So, you are forgetful. You want to kill. Yeah? You are ready.But you remember, I am practicing morality. And then you didn't kill. But the desire to kill arises in your mind. That's why practicing morality cannot purify your mind.
拿一个例子说呢，你持五戒，那么有一个蚊子要咬你的时候，那么你想到因为我持五戒你不要杀生，所以我们那个嗔，那嗔要杀生也是会升起。
In the same way, you refrain from stealing. Even though you are refraining from stealing, mentally, sometimes the desire to steal may arise.
就如偷盗，虽然因为我们持五戒呢。知道是不可以偷盗，但是我有时我们的心也是会想到，偷别人东西的念头。
In the same way for sexual misconduct and telling lies.
所以同样的呢，邪淫啊，跟这个妄语啊，也是同样的事情。
The more you practice morality, the more you will come to know your bodily.And verbal actions become pure.
那么越修行的越久呢，我们就能领悟到我们的身口意呢越来越清洁。
The more you come to know the purity of your bodily and verbal actions, the more you come to know your mental action is still impure.
那么你越清楚你的身体以及你的语言与口语，那么你越了解你的心。
Do you see it? Which impurity is much more in our daily life? Bodily, verbally, or mentally wrong actions?Which impurity is much more?
刚刚说，大概意思说，我们起那个不善的那个所谓是身体比较多呢，还是口业呢，还是心的不善比较多？
Yes, yes.
而是心,
people, beautiful people, beautiful, those who are very beautiful, maybe they want to take their video and they want to show others. If it is possible to take your mental video, can you show others? Don't you get it? Do I need to repeat it? If you have right condition, you may take your video. And if you are very beautiful, you may want to show others. But if it is possible to take your mind video, can you show others?
刚才说的是的，如果你是长得很好看，那么你就喜欢这个那个 video 啊，来放，那么你可以给别人看。但是如果那个 video 如果在你的 mind 啊，你的心呢，是可以给人家看的。
No one dare to show others.
没有人敢给别人看自己心里面的那个所谓的不善。
Why is it so? You know it.
为什么呢？为什么我们不敢给别人看呢？就是不敢给人知道我们的内心的世界。
Very terrible.
非常的恐怖。
That's why, just by practicing the first training, the training of morality, we cannot make the purity of mind.
所以说呢，只是实践呢，并不能真正的使我们的心呢清洁起来。
For lay person, his practice, five precepts, it is just for purification of two actions, bodily and verbal actions only.
身为在家弟子十五戒呢，只能使我们的身业跟口业呢清净。
The Buddha laid down Bhikkhu's rules. 227 rules. It is also for the purification of bodily and verbal actions only.
佛陀呢，有下这个227戒，这个比丘戒呢，也是为了修这个身业跟口业的清净。
For that reason.Bhikkhus also, they come to know, the more they practice morality, the more their bodily and verbal actions become pure.
出家人呢也明白，他们持戒呢比清戒呢，就是表示他们的身业、口业都会清洁。
If we compare.To the mentality of those who don't practice morality and those who are practicing morality, their mentality will not be the same. Those who are practicing, their mind, impurity of the mind is not very strong. It is weak. That's why we can say it softens our.Mental wrong actions. However, it is still happening.
一个有持戒的人呢，他会使这个我们的心的那个 impurity 就是不善呢，越来越减少。
We can say, if we practice the training of morality.We discipline our bodily actions. We discipline our verbal actions.
可以讲的是我们持戒呢就是discipline 我们的身业跟我们的口业。
We can also say we can make less dukkha.
也可以讲呢是可以减少我们的dukkha, 就是苦。
Why? Even though we desire to keep, if we don't keep, through practicing morality, it is not keeping. It is mentally wrong action, not as strong as the intention that arises with the keeping action.
我们比如杀生呢，因为我们有持五戒，虽然我们有起这个杀生的那个心，但是不会比那些故意要去杀生的人那种心那个比较重。
So for that reason, the more we come to know that our bodily and verbal actions becomes pure.When we practice the training of morality,
所以我们有持戒了，就能导致我们的生命跟口业呢，就比较清净。
We are not satisfied just with the training of morality, because it cannot purify our mind.
我们不能满意，只是持戒来使我们的身跟口呢清净，因为它不能导致我们的心也同时的清净。
If you talk about the purity, which purity is the most important purity? Mental, the purification of mind, or others?
当讲到我们的清洁与关系到身不利，那么是身意呢是比较重要，还是其他的比较重要
？Mental. If our mind is completely pure, there will be no bodily wrong actions. There will be no verbally wrong actions. Everything will be very fine.
如果我们的心呢意呢清洁呢？那么我们的身跟口的意呢，也随着一样的境界。
So, those who want to make the purity of mind, those who are not satisfied just with the training of morality, Buddha taught them the second training for the purification of mind.
所以呢，只是单单的说明我们的身跟口呢是不足够的，所以佛陀就教我们第二种的那个training，就是顺便修行我们的心。
But if you practice morality the whole life, you don't need to worry to suffer in the four woeful states.
但是如果你一生里面呢都持戒很清净呢，你不用担心呢会往生这个四恶道。
You become a very good person.
你将会成为一位很善良的人。
Everybody in the world, if they are practicing the training of morality, which is the foundation of the teachings of the Buddha.So, our world will be very peaceful.
如果每个人都持这个五戒呢，这个五戒呢，就是我们要修行的基本的那个条件。如果每个人都持五戒呢，这个世界呢就变得很平安。
If all of us, all the people in the world are practicing the training of morality, there will be no war.There will be no quarreling. There will be no, and soldiers is not unnecessary.
那么如果每个人这世界上的人都持五戒呢，就没有战争，就没有吵架，对不对？
We can open our home. We don't need to lock.
啊，我们的家也不用关了。
So, Phoebe, you can go anywhere. No need to worry.
对，可以去哪里都不用担心。
But now, there are a lot of danger in the world. Why? People, they don't practice. Very basic teachings of the Buddha, the training of morality.
但是这个世界呢，是充满了种种的危险，因为人呢没有持这个五戒。
One thing, someone may harm you, someone disturb you, someone complain you, because in the past you have done so without practicing the training of morality.
可能你会遇到有些人要伤你或者 complain 或者。我可以懂懂这些事情呢，应该是说前世呢，你也是对那个人有这种的行为。
As the Buddha said, nothing happens without causes.
而佛陀说呢，没有一样东西呢发生呢是没有原因的。
Buddha was accused. What is the reason?
Buddha,
our Buddha was accused by one beautiful lady.
佛陀呢也是当时呢被一位美丽的妇女呢是冤枉的。
What is the reason?
原因是什么呢
？Because in one of his past lives, he accused others.
因为他在在某一世的时候呢，他也是对某些人有这种的这种accusation。冤枉。
Buddha suffer from backache. What is the reason?
佛陀为什么会有这个遇到这个问题呢？什么原因？
He broke his, how do you say, the one who competed with him. While he was a wrestler, at that time, he broke his, I forgot the word, opponent, yes. Because of this reason,Even though he became a Buddha, he suffered from backache.
佛陀有这个悲痛啊，是因为前世他做一个那个摔跤的时候，他把对方呢弄伤。
That's why, if we are accused, if we are tortured, if we are complained, there is its reason.There is its causes.
所以呢，如果我们有被人家冤枉啊，或者被人家complain啊，被骂啊，一定是有它原因的。
Especially because in the past we didn't practice morality well. Because of this reason, it can give its result in this very life when times ripen.
也是关系到，因为在前世的时候，我们没有持这个五戒呢，所以犯了这个戒呢，所以现在这个果成熟。
What do you think? Whose mind will be more peaceful? Those who practice morality and those who don't.
你认为呢？如果一个人有持五戒的人，他心比较清净，心呢比较快乐， 或者一个没有啊持五戒的人。
Yes. What do you think? Who can lead a better life? Who practice morality and who don't?
他谁呢？会过的生活比较快乐或者比较好呢？是持戒的人还是没有持戒的人？
Yes, you know. People expect the respect of others. Which one is more important? Self-respect and expecting others' respect.
我们尊敬自己或者尊敬别人呢？哪个比较重要？
Who are you? Who expects others, or who are developing self-respect?
那么，不应该说，要 respect 应该，respect 自己的，而是另外的 respect 其他的。
Self-respect is very important.
Self-respect 呢，这就是说尊敬自己是非常重要的。
How can we develop self-respect?
我们怎样训练呢？训练自己。
Only those who practice morality, they have self-respect.
只有那些持五戒的人，才是真正的训练。尊重自己。
People, they expect very much the respect of others, even though they have no mental, they have no discipline. They expect the respect of others. It is not very good.
一个人如果对其他人有尊敬，但是他本身的那个所谓的戒啊或者训练呢不是很好来讲，那是不是很好的。
Who can die peacefully? Those who have self-respect, they can die peacefully. They are ready to die because they have no worry.They have no doubt because they have purified their bodily and verbal actions.
谁能比较如果死了不会起顾忌呢？是那些对本身有那个 self-respect 有尊重自己的人，因为他没有怕这个死亡。
For that reason, all of you.To get the praise of others, to be famous, to be well known, to have a lot of companion. If you do a lot of things, what cannot make you respect yourself? Rather, better you should develop self-respect.
So, this self-respect is very important in our life.
Okay, now you know what is the purpose of practicing the training of morality and how important it is.
So you now know how to practice this戒and why is this戒so important.
Those who want to purify the mindJust by practicing morality is not enough. Because of this reason, with the intention to make the purification of mind, they continue practice the training of concentration.
所以呢，如果只是持戒呢，是使我们的身跟口呢清净。所以如果要 使我们的心有所的那个带领我们的心的清净呢，一定要通过那个concentration 镇定。
One of the purpose of practicing the training of morality is to purify the mind.
其中一个原因，我们持戒呢，也是要使我们的心清净。
Another purpose or another reason, as I told all of you yesterday night, the words of the Buddha, Bhikkhus, develop concentration. The one who is concentrated knows and sees things as they really are.
昨天晚上有讲到，是说，佛陀也说，比丘，只有一个有镇定的人呢，才能看到外境的事项。
Nowadays, there are many meditators or many meditation teachers who said that.It is not necessary to develop concentration to be able to make an end of suffering.
现在呢，有很多的禅修者呢，以及禅修的老师呢，说，并不需要有这个镇定呢，也能达到end of suffering， 就是离苦。
But the Buddha said, the one who is concentrated will know, will see things as they really are.
佛陀说呢，只有这个有镇定的人呢，才可以看到事情它的外境的真相。
And Buddha continued, what will you know and see if you develop concentration?The Buddha gave an answer, you will know the Four Noble Truths.
那么要有这个所谓的镇定呢，那么我们能看到了解到什么呢？就是了解到四圣谛。
As you all know what the Four Noble Truths are.
什么是四圣谛呢？
In the Samyutta Nikaya, there is one sutta. The name of the sutta is Kutagala Sutta.
有个Nikaya Samyutta Nikaya 呢，是把有个。他名字叫刚才翻译
的。Kutagala Sutta.
Kutagala Sutta.
There, the Buddha said, if someone says, without having bathed the lower story, I'm going to erect the upper story. Is it possible? Not from here.
No.来到讲意思说，如果我们要起一个建筑物呢，如果地基啊、foundation没有起呢，是否可以起上面呢？
Impossible. In the same way, Buddha said, without having breakthrough the Four Noble Truths, if someone says, I will make an end of suffering.It is impossible.
如果有人说呢，我并不了解这个四圣谛，但是我能离苦得乐，这是不可能的。
If someone says, after having bathed the lower story, I'm going to erect the upper one, is it possible?
如果一个人说他要做第一层，过后呢，他要再建第二层，那是可能的吗？
Yes, it is possible. In the same way, Buddha said, if someone said, after breaking through the four noble truths, I will make an end of suffering, it would be possible.
所以说呢，如果佛陀说呢，如果breakthrough 就是真正的通彻的了解这四圣谛呢，那么他就能灭苦呢，所以这是可能的。
So Buddha also said, the one who is concentrated will know, will see the four noble truths.
所以佛陀说呢，那个人一个人呢了解了这个，一个人有了这个 concentration 的真谛呢，他就能透彻的理解这个次圣谛。
Also Buddha said, without having breakthrough the four noble truths, no one can make an end of suffering.
那么，简单的说，如果不能透彻的了解这个四圣谛呢，就不能灭掉我们的苦。If
it is so, if you want to make an end of suffering, what do you need to know and see?
那么，如果你要灭掉这个苦呢，你需要知道什么，或者看到什么，了解什么？
Are you listening the Dharma talk? yes. To be able to make an end of suffering, you need to know, you need to see the four noble truths.
要解决这个或者灭掉这个苦呢，就是你要透彻的了解明白这四圣谛。
So. To know and to see the four noble truths, what do we need to do?
那么，如果要明白透彻了解这个四圣谛啊，我们需要做什么？
We all need to develop concentration.
所以我们需要去发展培育我们的真谛。
That's why, keep in mind the words of the Buddha. Without having developed concentration, you cannot know, you cannot see the four noble truths.
所以请记住，如果没有培育我们的真谛呢，我们是不能了解到或者参透这四圣谛的。
Yesterday, one of the yogi told me one day, it would take a long time to develop concentration. We have no time. How to do?
昨天呢，有一位佛友问梵蒂，说要用很长的时间才能修这个真谛有所进步。那么怎么办呢？要需要这样做，要用很长的时间。
What do you expect the answer from me?
那你们认为我是要怎样讲才对呢？
Do you want me to give easy thing?
Yeah,
no shortcut. There is no shortcut at all. That's why, if you want to realize the Dharma, you need to practice as much as you can in this very life, without expecting too much.
所以呢，三藏说呢，如果我们要真正的了解佛法，就是要尽量的修行，但也不需要说，一万万要得到什么。Even
though you cannot develop concentration in this very life, through practicing temporarily sometime in this life, it will be for the realization of the Dharma in the future.
虽然呢说这一生呢我们可能修行呢修的不是很好，但是呢也是因为我们修行这个因呢能协助我们未来生呢能使我们的禅修或者修行更进步。
So in our part of main center in Myanmar, meditators, after having developed concentration, they penetrate the first noble truth, that suffering, the noble truth of suffering.
So in the time, part of our side of center, some禅修者他们修得很进步，那么能了解到第一的圣地，就是苦地。
Do you know what the suffering is?
那么你们知道吗？什么是苦地？
What the suffering is? Cycle of the birth. Yes.This is also one type of suffering.
所以佛经说呢是轮回的苦，那三藏说呢这也是其中一个苦。
Birth, sickness, old age, death, all these are suffering.
生老病死啊，这些都是苦。
But to be able to make an end of suffering.You need to know the suffering that is ultimate mentality and materiality.
但是如果你要真正的要离苦得乐呢，你要了解真正我们所谓的mental and materiality， materiality 就是这身跟这个意。
Buddha said, there is no man, there is no woman, there is no mountain, trees, they are only ultimate mentality and materiality.
佛陀说呢，没有人啊，外面的树啊，其他种种的东西啊，只是纯的精神与物质。
Do you agree with the Buddha?
同意佛陀讲的吗？
There may be many in this audience, those who are silently arguing. Here, I am a man. Why do you say there is no man? Here, I am a woman. Why do you say there is no woman?So they will be, for sure, those who have doubt in their mind. Why is it so?
在这个我们这里呢，应该很多人都在静静的想啊，不认同这个道理，说为什么讲没有man 啊，我们的男啊，女啊，我是个人吗？我是男的还是女的？
Only when you penetrate the ultimate mentality and materiality, you will agree with the Buddha.
只有你在有那个观慧啊，观的那个能力，了解到这个究竟法的时候，了解到精神物质的时候，你就能同意佛陀所讲的。
If you practice four elements meditation internally, finally, with the development of the concentration, you will break your body down into very tiny small particles which are arising and perishing rapidly all the time.
如果你是修这个四大的，那么你能修到知道你的身体有那个小小的 particle， 就是说那个总之是叫 kelapa tempatnya. shell 还是什么呢？它是生命。
Have you ever seen small particles, galava?
你们有观察吗？这个galava?
I will give an example. Whether I can give this example in Malaysia or not, I don't know.
我说，这个在那边拿一个例子来讲，这个galava。
In Korea, young generation, they didn't understand now. If I give that example,
在韩国呢，年轻人呢，如果在那时候他给的例子给他们，他们也是听不懂。
So now here, many old, so they can understand anything.
在那时候这些我们这里呢都是比较。 成熟的人，比较有年龄的，应该会明白。
Why do you laugh? when you turn on the television before the program starts, what do you see?
当我们开电视机的时候。 那么开始的时候，那电视机还没有出的荧幕的时候，那么你看到什么？
Old person with old television. What do you see? Very small spot on the TV screen.
那么我们看到的是一小小点的那个，那电视机还没有开始那个荧幕出来的时候。
Is this small or big? Yes, you may give an answer if they are small.
所以说呢，它是小小一个一粒一粒的。
Yes, even though we can say they are small, we can see them with our naked eyes.
虽然它是很小，但是我们的肉眼是看得到。
What the Buddha taught, small tiny particles. They are very tiny small particles. You can't see with your naked eyes.
我教的那所讲的那卡卡巴是很小的点的，是我们的肉眼是看不到的。
You must divide that spot that you see on the television screen. You must divide many thousand, many hundred times. Only then it may be similar to the small particle.
那么，假如讲呢，我们所看到电视机的那个一点哦，又要分更小更小的那个形状呢，才是佛陀所讲的那个巴拉巴那个巴里格。When
you look at the tip of the ball pin, ballpoint pin, can you see very clearly?
当我们拿这个 pen 来看的时候，它的那个 pen。
It is very small because of this reason. To see them clearly is not easy. But those who had penetrated the small particles, if they pay attention for elements at the tip of the ballpoint pen, they see many small particles on that ballpoint pen. At the tip of the ballpoint pen. Much, much smaller than this one. What you can't see with your naked eyes.
然后说呢，我们看到这个 pen 的那个头呢是很小的，但是如果佛陀所讲的那个卡拉巴是比这个小的非常很大的更小。 sphere.
So when you see these small particles internally in your whole body, so you will not see your body, you will see the small particles which are arising and perishing rapidly all the time.
如果你能观到这个卡拉巴山，就是看到你身体的最小的那个点呢，所以只是看到这个点的升起跟消失，并不能看到身体。
They are, we think, they are smaller than atom. We call them subatomic particles.
小过那个 atom， 它叫做那个 subatomic particles。很小就对了啊。
So after you penetrating internally in your body, if you pay attention four elements, those who are sitting nearby or around you, you don't see any man, any woman, you just see the small particles which are arising and perishing rapidly all the time.
如果到这个时候你看到都是这些一点点的小点的时候，在你旁边的人呢，你看的也是属于一点点小点，他也不再是说所谓的男的女的。
Only at that time, you will agree with the Buddha. Oh, what the Buddha said is really true. There is no man, there is no woman, there is no mountains, there is no car.There is no tree, only there are very tiny small particles.
如果你修到这样的情形的时候，你才能同意佛陀所讲的，没有车，没有山啊，没有树啊，没有男啊，女啊，这样的说法。
Don't you want to see? This is your goal.Okay, very important goal. This is very important. Only after that, you will know, only when you know it, you know the truth.
这就是我们的禅修的目标。那么只有这达到这样的情形之下呢，我们才能了解到真相。
This is because of developing concentration.
那就是我们禅定那个定力的发展了，才得到的结果。
So, I will quote the words of the Buddha. How important the concentration is.
所以我就根据佛陀的讲为什么这样重要，这个 concentration 这个定力。
Just as River Ganga, a bhikkhu who develops and cultivates the four jhanas, slants, slopes, and inclines towards nirvana.
一个人，一个出个比丘或者一个人呢？如果他能修到first jhana、第二jhana、一禅、二禅、三禅、四禅呢，那么他就很自然的往向这个涅槃的道路走。
你明白吗？That one could perfect wisdom without perfecting samadhi, this is impossible.
一个人讲，如果他能得到这个智慧，但是他并没有修这个正定呢，这是不可能的。
What does the Buddha say? Without perfecting samadhi, if one could perfect wisdom, it is impossible.
佛陀说呢，一个人没有修正定呢。他能得到真慧呀，他所谓的智慧呢，这是不可能的。
Another words of the Buddha, It is impossible to abandon the fetters without having perfected samadhi. And without abandoning those fetters, it is impossible to realize nibbana.
还有佛陀讲呢，如果那个 fetters 就好像五盖，如果没有去掉这个五盖，是不可能得到智慧的。
Do you know what the fetters, what the fetters are?
什么是那个所谓的障碍?
Samyojana, do you know? Samai.
障碍, the obstacle.
This is anybody who knows Pali word? Samyojana. Fetasya means Samyojana.
Sambhujana is knowing, aware.
No.
Awareness, something like.
No. Greed, hatred, delusion, pride, jealousy, stinginess. All these are fetters. Okay? Which bind you? For example, Devadatta Dubi. You know Devadatta? 5 years ago, he held grudge on the Buddha because of losing golden pot. He grudge hold on the Bodhisattva. It is Patiga Samyojana because of hatred on the Buddha. So it binds him. Whenever he saw the Buddha, Bodhisattva, he wants to kill him. It is because of that Samyojana, Patiga Samyojana, rooted in anger. Too long?
刚才讲的是说，那三不加那是关系到贪嗔痴啊、妒忌啊，这些都是种种不善的那个心哦。那么有讲到那个提瓦达达，有事的时候，有嗔恨这个佛陀，所以他每一次见到佛陀的时候，他都起这个嗔恨的心。
你明白吗? 明白? Okay. So, for a person with right samadhi, there is no need to arouse the wish, may I see things as they truly are. It is a natural process. It is in accordance with nature that someone with right samadhi will see things as they truly are.
一个如果修了这个定力啊，有这个真定了，你并不需要说换个念佛，能看到事相，它是一个自然的那个 process 嘛，一个自然的那个定力来，你就因为有这个真定呢，你就能看到事相。
If you develop concentration, you don't need to make a wish. May I see things as they really are. It is natural process. If you develop concentration, you will see the truth as they really are.
所以，咱们是重复刚才讲，就是说，你有真定了，你并不需要说，希望我能看到这个事相。你因为有了这个真定了，你自然的就能看到事相。
In other words, it is from Dhammavada. There can be no concentration in one who lacks wisdom.
一个人如果没有这个智慧呢，是因为他没有那个真定。
There can be no wisdom in one who lacks concentration.
同样的一个没有真定的人也就没有那个智慧。
He who has concentration as well as wisdom is indeed close to Nibbana.
一个有真定的人，那么他同时也得到这个慧眼，那么他也是同时呢接近了Nibbana的涅槃。
So wisdom here means insight knowledge, vipassana jnana. If you have no concentration, then there can be no concentration in one who lacks wisdom.
这里呢，智慧呢就是vipassana，就是智慧。我们那么就是如果你没有真定呢，就没有这个智慧。
There can be no wisdom in one who lacks concentration.
同样的，就是没有智慧呢，那个人呢就没有一个真定。
He who has concentration as well as wisdom is indeed close to Nibbana.
有真定的人有就有这个智慧，那么他也是接近了涅槃。
Another words, another quotation.From Anguttara Nikaya.
还有一个例子呢，在Anguttara Nikaya真支部。
For a person lacking right samadhi, see things as they truly are is destroyed.
如果一个人没有真定的，他看不到那个真相。
The turning away from.And fading away of passion is destroyed.
那么destroy 就是如果那个我们的 passion 呢，就是我们的欲望呢，能破坏掉这个，或者没有掉这个欲望。
The liberation is destroyed too.
那么同时呢，我们要或者看到真相呢。也不能大放，就是说，表示说没有真定呢，就没有这个能看到的真相的智慧。
Another quotation from Samyutta Nikaya. And what bhikkhu is the path leading to the unconditioned? Do you know unconditioned?
没有条件，就是说，like the
Nibbana.
那么也是说，怎样呢才能得到这个涅槃啊涅槃
？The Buddha gave an answer: Samatha and Vipassana. This is called the path leading to the unconditioned Nibbana.
佛陀就是说呢 ，Samatha 和 Vipassana 就是真定呢跟观呢，这个方法呢才能使我们得到涅槃。
Another quotation from Majjhima Nikaya. Sariputta, I'm not calling you. Sariputta, a bhikkhu should consider, are samatha and vipassana developed in me?
还有一个在Majjhima Nikaya 有讲到跟这个 Sariputta 讲。我们要注意是否萨玛塔跟瑜伽萨那有我在修行吗
？If by reflecting he knows samatha and vipassana are not developed in me, then he should make an effort to develop them.
如果我们观了知道这个萨玛塔跟瑜伽萨那呢，真定呢跟这个观呢？没有在我们修行，我们没有修行的话呢，我们就要去修行这个真定跟那个真观。
But if upon reflection he knows samatha and vipassana are developed in me, then he can abide happy and glad, training day and night in wholesome states of mind.
如果你观到你知道你有跟这个有修行这个正定跟这个正慧呢，你知道你要应该努力的去修，知道你得到涅槃。
Even though I told all of you, By developing concentration, you can purify your mind. That purification of the mind is only temporarily only.
虽然我告诉大家教训练这个练这个真定，我们的心能清净，这是暂时的。
Those who can enter very strong absorption jhana concentration for 1 hour, their mind will pure for 1 hour. If they can enter for 2 hours, their mind will be pure for 2 hours.
如果一个人他真定了，他能得到家呢，就是说禅，进这个禅呢，你家那禅那呢，一小时呢，他那个一小时的心呢是清净的。那么如果进入2小时、2小时呢，那么他心半时呢，那个2小时里面也是清净的。
After emerging from absorption jhana concentration, if he or she look at this, look at that, and wisely, greed, anger, illusion, pride may arise again.
当我们禅定了，经过一两小时那个jhana的禅定，但是我们一出来那个禅定的时候，我们看东西看来看去，那么我们的禅定就不见了，那个贪嗔痴呢也跟着升起来。
So, through practicing the second training, the training of concentration, you can make the purity of mind temporarily only.
所以这样说呢，我们修这个定呢，使我们的心清净呢，是暂时的。
We choose our daily life. Meditators practice meditation. We practice meditation. The main purpose is to remove defilements step by step.
我们修定的修禅定的目标啊，真正的目的呢，是要减少我们的defilement，就是所谓的烦恼。
Only when path and fruition knowledge arise, at that time, path knowledge will remove defilements step by step without remainder.
只有我们得到道果智的时候呢，才能那个道呢，才能慢慢的使我们那个烦恼的除掉。
Path and fruition knowledge arise only when insight knowledge matures.
只有通过那个我们的 insight knowledge， 就是我们的那个智慧成熟了，那么我们才能得到 path and fruition， 就是那个道果智。
For the maturity of the insight knowledge, we all need to practice the third training.The training of insight meditation.
为了要得到所谓刚才的那个道果智呢，那个内观的智慧呢，那么我们需要修这个内观。
As the Buddha said, the one who is concentrated will know, will see the suffering, the origin of suffering, the cessation of suffering.And the way leading to the cessation of suffering, the Four Noble Truths.
所以佛陀讲呢，只有真定，修了这个真定，才能见到这个四圣谛，苦谛、寂谛，就是苦的原因；这个灭谛，就是灭掉这个苦；那么道谛，道谛是这个道路，怎样灭掉这个苦。
As I told all of you, knowing and seeing the ultimate mentality and materiality is knowing and seeing The first noble truth is suffering.
再来说，就是说我们能看到第一个 ultimate 的那个精神与物质呢，就是究竟的呢，那么才是看到所谓的苦。
When did the suffering start in this very life?
我们的苦呢是在怎样的什么时候呢开始有这个苦啊在我们这个人生？
Yes, the beginning stage of this life is started in our mother womb. The beginning stage, at that time, mentality and materiality arose. It is the beginning stage of the suffering in this very life.
我们最初最开始的苦的开始是当我们在我们母亲的肚子里面有这个精神与物质的存在，那么这个就是最初的苦。
I have to all of you, only when you see small particles, at that time, you will know, you will see the ultimate materiality by analyzing in each small particle.
那么我们只能在能看到那个最小的微粒我们的身体的时候，那么我们才是能了解或者看到我们这个物质的真正的物质。
Let me ask you a question. What is your understanding? Where does mentality arise?
那么现在三龙是讲，刚才是讲一个是色身啊，和物质。现在是讲这个我们精神几时的开始
？Where does mentality arise? Where does? Desire.Where does it arise? Mentality. Where? Okay, if we talk about location, what is your answer? Do you agree with him? Oh, yes.
刚才翟老师说，如果说那个精神，那么因为我有时候是问那个精神在哪里 ？I think I know maybe once a form mind and matter it already arise.
What did the scientist say? Where does the mentality arise?
This sister said because of.The mind consciousness, so we have this mind consciousness. She mentioned about this consciousness. That one is something like Mahayana one. I don't really understand, but I go through before. It's because of previous mind.Then link to this this life the mind,
and this is related to karma. But now we are talking about where the mentality arises. So scientists say in the brain. Do you agree with them?
科学家说呢，我们的那个精神呢，是因为我们的头脑，它才有精神。
They wrote a lot of books about brain, how the brain works.
那么科学家呢，写出很多书啊，他讲解这个怎样这个心，怎样形成，怎样方针，怎样走。
When you can realize ultimate materiality, at that time, you can practically check in your brain. There is no trace of mentality. You will see just a small particles in your brain only. This is very practical. I want all of you check by yourself. I will teach one day.
才多讲的这个是比较深的，他是说，如果我们禅修到很深的时候，能看到这个唯一的时候呢，我们可以用我们这个禅定的力量啊，去观去查我们的头脑呢，是否那个你这个精神这个心在那边？
没有，
才多说是没有。
Yeah, it is just a physical part of the body. I will let you know practically now. Where does the mentality arise?
才多说呢，真正的是不在我们的头脑那边，那么他会告诉我们，真正是在哪里。
When you feel happy, where did you feel happy? In your brain or? Yes.This is the place where the mentality arises.
当我们快乐的时候，我们快乐是在我们头脑那边，还是在我们的心那边？应该是在我们的心那边。
When you feel angry, where do you feel? In your brain or in your heart? In your heart. Yes, very practical. This is what you can now understand.It is not in your brain.
所以同样的，如果生气的时候，也是我们的心在生气，不是在我们头脑那边，这是很实际的，我们能了解。
Mentality arises in the form of cognitive process. It is arising and perishing very, 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 very rapidly, quicker than.The arising and perishing of ultimate materiality.
我们的心的那个生灭呢，比那个我们的个色身的那个生灭呢，快的快的很多，比较快。
Only when you develop concentration, you can pay attention around here to understand your mentality, whether.Wholesome or unwholesome?
只有你的那个镇定很好的时候呢，你就能去查你的心，你的心是属于善的还是不善的。
This is not theory. This is what you can understand practically.
这不是只是 theory， 只是一个言语罢了。但是真正你可以在修行上去检查的。
I will not explain very detail about mentality. If I explain, you will feel sleepy.
来要说呢，他不再讲的更深了。这一方面呢，如果讲的比较多呢，大家都会感觉到打瞌睡。
If you give me an opportunity to teach you, I will teach you practically.
如果你们给我机会教你这一方面呢，我会真正的就是 practical 的教你。
Can you grant me an opportunity?
你们可以给我这个机会吗
？If it is so, if you tell me in this way, you tell me that you are going to continue your meditation.
就是你。如果你跟我这样讲，就是说表示你要认真的去修这个禅定。
So when you know ultimate mentality and materiality, You know, you see, the first noble truth is suffering.
如果你看到真正看到这个精神的物质呢，那么就是表示你看到第一个生命就是苦地。
So the suffering arose in this very life in the mother womb. So the cause of this suffering, where would it be?
那么刚才讲到最初的那个苦啊，就是在我们在母亲的那个肚子里面精神的物质。那么它这个原因它是从哪里来呢
？Yes, its causes, the cause of suffering, would be in the past.
那个原因呢？这个原因呢，就是在我们前世有做了这个因。
I will give very practical example. One of meditators realization.
有一位现在来到给一个例子，他说有关到一位禅修者。
In part of main center in Myanmar, there was one lady.
在巴奥 center 那边有一个禅修者是女的
who is beautiful and educated city lady.
她是一位很美丽的有学历背景很好的。一个城市的女孩。
Who are you? When she descend the cause of suffering to know the second noble truth, she descend to her past life.
当她听到佛法第二个那个基地的时候，那么她所谈要关这个过去式。
Even though we talk about the past, if I explain you, so this is the first stage of this life in the mother womb. This is the last moment, death consciousness moment, and this is near death moment. If you know and see the ultimate mentality and materiality,You can descend the beginning stage of this life in your mother womb again. When you see it, it is very close to the past. So this is one death consciousness mind moment. After that, this is near death moment. At that time, karma appears. The karma that gives you this existence.
然后讲大概是说，在没有出生在这个我们在母亲的胎之下的时候呢，那么在那个那前生那个临死中那个最后的那个念头呢的关系呢，就产生了这一生的那个投胎的这个身体。
And then she descend to a past life at the near death moment.In her mind, the object appeared, offering fruits to a baker. This is the last object that appeared in her mind at the near death moment.
那么这个女孩子她观到呢，就是她在潜意识的时候呢，在最后一个念头的时候，她起这个念头，她布施那个花给这个地布布下来。
Is it wholesome or unwholesome karma? Wholesome. And then instructed her to check what was her aspiration.
那么这个是善业的三念还不是是三念或者二念是三念。那么才跟他们教他说你再去 check 其他东西。
So she checked.Very carefully, in that life, in previous life, she was very poor. village cat and an educated village cat. She was unsatisfied, dissatisfied with her life condition.
在他观到呢，在潜意识呢，她是一个穷的女孩，那么她对本身的生活呢，也是很不满意。
That action was the action that she has done in one time in his life, in her life, at a certain time in her life, in the previous life. It was not the karma that she did at the near death moment. It was what she has done already to a certain time in her life.It appeared at the near death moment as if she was redoing again.
在这意思说呢，他这个念头的起呢，并不是在他这一次前一次这个所做的那个供养花给出家人，是已经前世的时候已经有做的。那么他 appeared 然后显现出来，在最后的念头这一次。
As you know, all of you.All of us had accumulated both good and bad deeds in life. Which one is strong one? That one may appear at the near death moment.
可能说你说我们所做的善业跟恶业哦，它是根据哪一个你做的比较强或者印象比较深刻的，那个呢可能就会呈现在你最后的念头。
So fortunately for this lady.Wholesome karma appeared at that time. In time of offering, when she paid attention carefully, she saw very beautiful city educated lady somewhere nearby. When she saw that an educated city lady, she made an aspiration. Because of this offering, may I be reborn as an educated city lady.
那最后年头的时候，他也是有一帮这个烟啊，就是说希望能出生为一个美丽更有教育以及诚实的女孩。
I think now you can understand generally what would be your aspiration.
现在只要说呢，大家应该知道应该怎样放这个烟呢？
Don't you want to know practically by yourself?
那么你们要知道真正的可以去看到呢
No answer. Yes, very important. Only then you will be real Buddhist who understand directly law of karma.
那么如果你能生修了这个定这样好的定呢，能观到那个前世呢，那么你才是真正的 real Buddhist, 就是真正的佛教徒。
We taught meditators not only one past life, four or five past life, to understand ups and downs of life.
我们这个禅宗也说他有教这个禅修者呢去观他的前世可能四世啊这样。
Only when you know and see the first noble truth and second noble truth, you can start vipassana meditation. The object of vipassana meditation is the first noble truth and the second noble truth.
那么你能真正的观到了解到土地，以及刚才所讲的看到前世，了解这个基地呢？你才能真正的去修更一步的进一步的vipassana。
At that time, seeing the arising and perishing of first noble truth and second noble truth, if you contemplate as impermanence many times repeatedly, suffering many times repeatedly, non-self many times repeatedly, internally, externally, past, present and future, at a certain time, your insight knowledge will mature. when the insight knowledge matures, new path knowledge will arise, realizing Nibbana.
所以透过我们观这个土地跟这个基地啊，无常苦无我，一直重复的这样观，观了这样，经过一段时间呢，才能得到所谓的八果智。
When you attain first path and fruition knowledge, you become a newly born person.
如果你得到了是说到八念了八果智呢，那么你已经成为一个不同的人了。
Why? Your heart is not the previous one.
为什么呢？因为你的心呢，已经不是之前的那个心了。
What I mean, just for you to understand, you have removed self identity, you, sakkayaditi.
因为你已经除掉了那个我见。
You have removed doubt.
你已经除掉了疑。
You have past knowledge removes.Attachment to rite and rituals.
那个道的那个字呢，使你已经除掉那个种种的仪式。
Before, your heart is like someone carrying very heavy things. At that time, because of having removed these three defilements, you feel relieved.At that time, you can understand by yourself.
你的心呢，有个很重的东西，就是刚才所讲的那个身见，跟你那种仪式，还有其中一个。那么，因为你已经remove掉，已经除掉了这个三样的东西呢，那么你的心呢就很 release， 很清凉。那么当时呢，你就会明白这个道理的。
After attaining as a sotapanna, you will be always sotapanna, even after this existence. In the future, wherever you are going to be reborn, you are sotapanna. You will never be just ordinary persons again.
如果你已经得到 sotapanna 就是一果了。过以后你再出生在其他的地方的时候呢，你也是一果，那么他已经不退了。
So to conclude all the talks, to include my talks, if we talk about the first training purify bodily and verbal actions, the second training purify mental actions temporarily only.The third training, the training of insight, purify your mind completely, step by step. Only at that time, you can make free from suffering. Firstly, from the 404 states, and then step by step, you can make an end of suffering.
彩龙呢，就总结他今天晚上所讲的。第一呢，就是修这个戒律；那么第二呢，就修这个真定；那么第三呢，就修这个慧。那么有了这三样东西呢，那么得到了那个所谓的智慧呢，那么慢慢的就能最后呢得到涅槃。
May you all be able to realize Nibbana. May you all be able to make an end of suffering in this very life, practicing the three trainings.
希望大家能突破这个三念的一个修行法呢，我们能离苦。
We will share the wisdom today. There may be some questions, but really it's too late already. next time. So we will share Mary's done. Repeat after me.
Idam mi punyam. Asavakayam. Vaham hotu. Idam mi punyam. Vipanasa. Pachayo. Hotu. Mamma punyabhagam. Sabba sattana, bhajemi,
te sabbe,
nisamma, punyabhagam.